Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
That was special. Now on Conkers. In my school, there was an older kid who was the undisputed Conker champion. All his Conners were all winners. On his last week in school, I begged him for his secret, and here it is. It's how you make the hole for the legs. Most people punch a screwdriver through the Conker, twisting and causing fractures all over the inner shell. He used a sharp drill bit for a clean, burrowed hole. And it worked. I was the new Conker King, but unfortunately, no one was as interested as I was, and I never got to pass the sacred process down. So here it is, Ken. Thanks for that, Ken. Thank you very much. To harden chestnuts, we used to put them up the chimney in an open fireplace to harden them. It would dry them out. That's Ernie in Ballyfahan in Cork. Monkstown Park Junior School have a hotly contested Conker competition every year with a trophy that is fought over furiously by all the kids. Scavenging for the best Conkers is the order of the day, and the kids and parents love it. Sometimes the old things are still great and free. In relation to the Conkers, you forgot to mention what the string is made from. Having sponsored these for the Irish Conkers Championship, I can reliably tell you they are called fongs, a leather lace. Fongs, F-O-N-G-S. Regards, M.L. Rossiter, Shoe Repair Kilkenny. Fongs, yeah. Fongs for that. I've always loved the music from West Africa. Actually love that, says Sim, and absolutely fantastic music. Please say hi to my sister Cora. Cora, yeah. Not the instrument, spelled with a C, not a K. Now, did you ever take an ocean, a figari, and sign yourself up for something you thought you'd be good at, but then didn't really put the effort in? Did you? Yeah, well, Olive Marr might have a story to share. Hello, Olive.
Hello, how's it going, Ray?
Not too bad. So, yourself and your boyfriend, whose name is?
Is Ollie. So I'm Olive, he's Oliver. So it's even more confusing. We both go by Ollie, which is which is something in itself, I'd say. Yeah.
The two Ollies, Ollies. Yeah.
The two Ollies, that's it.
Yeah. So you were on TikTok, were you? And what caught your attention?
So it was about this time last year, and the two of us were looking for something to watch, and rather than doing the normal thing and sticking on a film, we were like, well, sure, we'll head to YouTube and see if we can find something there.
Right.
And there was this like 10-hour, like essentially almost film kind of set about this woman's experience at the 2023 World Jigsaw Championships. Her name is Karen Puzzles, right, which is a very apt name, I must say. And at this point, we hadn't done a jigsaw in about a year. So it's not like we were jigsaw people ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
But we were like, geez, that sounds like great crack. And we were like, I wonder, is there like national qualifiers? And so we kind of looked into that and kind of, you know, wondered if we could throw our hand at maybe the Irish nationals, yes, actually, you know, this year. And we found out that there's actually no qualifiers. You just buy a ticket to the World Championships and you just enter.
Straight in.
So you're immediately participating in the World Champs, which was, you know, I'm sure to most people they go, oh, that's a bit scary, but to us we were like, sure, that's great. And so we found out that the entrance for 2024 opened on New Year's Eve midnight. So rather than going out, we actually stayed in to get these tickets, thinking that they'd sell out.
Right.
And so we bought the tickets on New Year's Eve, and we were like, sure, that's grand. We've 9 months now to practice.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we bought our plane tickets because it was in Spain. It wasn't in Ireland, it was in Spain.
Yes, yeah.
And yeah, it wasn't down the road. It was in Spain. So we bought our accommodation, bought our flights, and we didn't practice once. Cutting a long story short, 9 months passed and we didn't practice once. And we participated in it last week with absolutely zero practice.
Okay, right. Okay, I want you to paint a picture, yeah, first, Ollie of two Ollies. So whereabouts in Spain?
It was in Valladolid. So we flew into Madrid. We had a few days in Madrid, and then we got a train up to Valladolid, which is about an hour and a bit north of Madrid by train. So it was grand. It wasn't too hard to get to or anything, but that's where it was.
Do you have to bring your own jigsaw, Olive?
No, you don't. Obviously we very much underestimated. I mean, we knew we would do terribly, but we kind of underestimated how big the whole thing was.
Right.
And it's all sponsored by Ravensburger, which are, I think, the biggest puzzle manufacturer
in the world. Yeah.
So it's all sponsored by them. Yeah, in the world. And basically what happens is that we were competing in the pairs tournament. So there's an individual tournament, a pairs, and then a group, which is for four people. We were just doing the pairs. We didn't want to embarrass ourselves any further, obviously. And so
What was the venue like?
It was great. It was a dome. They called it an arena, but it was more of like a dome sort of situation. And it was absolutely jammers. Like there were spectators. Like there's cameras. There was press. It was mad. Like, we tried to stay away from it as much as we could until we were competing, because you know the kind of actual participants were practicing and we were just like, wow, we're very out of our depth. But it was great. Like the atmosphere was actually, you know, was great and everyone was really nice. So
how does it work then?
So we were in Group C for the pairs quarterfinal. We went straight into the quarterfinals. Brilliant. Which again is something that we can pretend that we progressed to. But it was straight into the quarterfinals, and there's an hour 15 or 75 minutes that you have to complete a 500 piece jigsaw. Our goal going into it, again with having done absolutely zero practice, was just to not get last. And as they unveiled the puzzles for us to do, we realized that it was a very difficult one. So at that point, we were like, if we get over half done and we don't get last, that is incredible. That's incredible. And so we were kind of working away. We started with obviously the corners and the edges, which is, I'm sure, the strategy everyone would go in with, not people who've properly practiced for ages and had a bit of a more of a substantial strategy, but that was ours. And yeah, so we just kind of worked away. It was pretty difficult. And then obviously we didn't get it completed in the hour 15. But the fastest people to get it done, I think it was 29 minutes or so in our group.
Now just to tell people at home, the jigsaw puzzle you had to make was a picture of fork lightning over a mountain at night. So not a lot of detail.
That's
really.
And it was... No, and it was almost a photo jigsaw. So it was like a gradient pink and purple sky. There was very kind of dark greenery at the bottom. Like it was arguably a very difficult jigsaw. Even the people that were very good were like, this was tough. And the other ones that the other groups had got were very kind of blocky colors, which are a lot easier usually.
Yes, yeah.
So yeah, ours was more difficult, but it was a level playing field because everyone in the group obviously had the same one.
So how many couples were there?
Yeah.
In the quarterfinals?
So there were, in our group, there were 179 in our group, but there were four groups. So each group had about 180, 190, okay, depending on the group.
And where did you come in your group?
Quite a lot. We finished, out of 179, we finished 169th. So we were absolutely delighted. And I didn't fact check this, but I can definitely say with confidence, without even fact checking, that we did the least amount of prep, obviously. Probably spectators included, no doubt. So 169th was almost euphoric. We were actually over the moon.
Well, you got to the quarterfinals of the World Jigsaw Puzzle Championships.
Exactly. And if I leave out every other detail, then it sounds impressive.
It sounds impressive.
But like, if I include the other...
There's a story for future generations of the two Ollies.
It is. I was telling people like the last while, and I didn't actually think it was that mad of a story, because any of our friends that we told were just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, it seems on brand for you. But it was anyone else I tell, they're like, geez, that's mad. And they were saying that we should leave out all the other details that we haven't practiced and that... We, you know, you just kind of buy a ticket to enter. But I was like, I have to be honest, because we're going to do terribly, you know.
No, I think you have a brilliant story. You represented Ireland at the World Jigsaw Puzzle Championships and you got to the quarterfinals. That's all you need to say, Olive.
That's true.
That's brilliant.
And you didn't get last. Exactly.
So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is just kind of throw your hand at things and just see what happens. We do a lot of what we call side quests. So this is probably one of the bigger side quests we've done.
Right.
Just kind of, you know, rather than living for the big things, just do kind of random things on the side, and they all make for great stories and whatever. So yeah, that's kind of the way we do things. And again, a bit mad to most, I'm sure, but this is just the way.
Sounds great, Olive Marr.
My boyfriend, we kind of.
Thanks so much. Does. Thanks so much, Olive.
Thanks,
thank you.
Mo.
Well
see you
done.
Soon.
Thank you. Bye. Inish Toshin and the Brief Skelton and Oak to the Court to Wallace.